Literary hyperlinks, cultural studies, the novel and invention of privacy, reading as a private act. The novel, as the German critic Walter Benjamin said, is a product of solitude, both that of the writer and that of the reader. But what were some of the changes in the material conditions of life which produced this solitude? We remember that the plays of the Renaissance were performed in open-air public theatres, in front of a mixed crowd of different social and educational backgrounds. One didn't need to be able to read to enjoy Shakespeare. The novel, on the other hand, was the first literary genre which depended exclusively upon a printed form, the book. This meant that the reader first of all had to be able to read, and secondly, have the money to buy books, which at that time were extremely expensive. However, it also meant something else. Unlike a play, a single book could only be enjoyed by one person at a time, someone who had the time and space to concentrate and sufficient light to read by, when needed peace and quiet, in a word, privacy. If the novel became the predominant form of culture and entertainment for the rising urban middle classes, it was partly because this was the first social group for whom privacy and seclusion were important values, won through increased economic prosperity. The novel and the urban space. The growth of London in its wide social and occupational diversity brought with it an increasing segregation of its inhabitants into different residential areas. The northern and western areas of the city were colonized by the fashionable upper and upper middle classes, while the East End became the exclusive province of the laboring poor. The city's physical expansion made the contrast between rural and urban lifestyles much more evident. Life in the city was characterized by a combination of physical closeness and enormous social and economic distance. The advantages and disadvantages of urban life became a central concern of the novel, and remain so to this day. On the other hand, we have novels which focus on the individual, trying to make his or her way in the big city and coming into contact with all kinds of people and social environments. On the other, we have the novel, which takes us behind the scenes to explore in detail the private world of a particular community of people, a world which we ordinarily not see from the outside. Among the early novelists, Defoe and Fielding belonged to the first group, perhaps because they were both originally countrymen. They were greatly inspired and fascinated by the intense activity and interconnected nature of city life, and they were actively involved in urban reorganization schemes. Richardson, on the other hand, was a product of the city, and like many people of his class and background, he distrusted the urban world and wanted to get away from its corrupting influences. The world of Richardson's heroines, Pamela and Clarissa, is a relatively new world of suburban seclusion in contrast to the perils of the corrupt urban setting. It reflects the desire of the middle classes to escape from the evils of the crowded urban jungle to a place where they could feel safe, where a new way of life and social interaction began to develop. This suburban way of life referred essentially to a feminine world of quiet domesticity and close, selective personal friendships, a world in which the women of the house, who didn't work, also had a lot of time for reading. The growth of letter writing and the refinement of private spaces. The type of private relationship which flourished in suburban areas was facilitated by two related developments. The first was the growth of personal letter writing, which enabled people to talk to friends and confidants without leaving the home. In their devotion to letter writing, Richardson heroines reflect a cult which characterized the 18th century. The basis of this cult was linked to the increase in free time and literacy of middle-class women, and was assisted by an improvement of the postal service. The second aspect was the refinement of private space within the home itself. By the 18th century, with the development of large, spacious Georgian houses, masters and servant lived in separate parts of the house, and each member of a middle-class family usually had their own room. The doors of these rooms could also be locked, enabling individual family members, in particular women confined to the house, to be alone with their thoughts, innermost feelings and daydreams. All these they poured into writing letters to friends or into the reading of novels. Richardson, in his epistolary novels, combines these two activities, was the first writer to explore this private, intimate world, the first scientist of the reasons of the heart.